Hi everyone, today I'd like to show you how to integrate Visual Studio Code in your Unity game development efforts. This might come in very handy if you are, for example, using Mac OS X for your game development and would still like to use Visual Studio without having to switch operating systems. So if you haven't already, surf to code.visualstudio.com to get your installation package for Visual Studio Code. So you can either get it for Linux or for OS X. And I'm going to demonstrate the functionality for you with Windows, but it works pretty much the same way with OS X. So once you have installed it, then you can open it by clicking on the respective button or by surfing to the installation location. Navigating to it, I mean, the Visual Studio Code installation is usually to be found in C users, username, app data, local code, and then app dash version number. And there you find a file called code.exe. That will open Visual Studio Code. Once it's open, you click on File, Open Folder. And you navigate to any Unity project of your choice. And instead of selecting any particular file or any additional subfolder, just stay at the root folder of your Unity project and click on Select Folder. Then it will load the project folder, but it will also ask you to pick a project. So here in the lower end of the Visual Studio Code window, you will see the number of projects that you have. Click on that. And I have already pre-selected a project. So instead, it will just tell you pick a project. It will look like this. The code in the background doesn't matter. And instead of clicking project name.sln, you have to select the solution called project name-csharp.sln. So that's all you need to do. And now you can just select any of the scripts you've created, for example, detect joins, and start editing. The cool thing is that it will provide you with the syntax highlighting and with IntelliSense, so all the important things that you might want from Visual Studio in a very, very lightweighted and small IDE. So if I type in body manager equals body source manager dot, and you can see I can get the method suggestions, etc., etc. That is super handy. So this is a way you can use Visual Studio for editing your Unity scripts, even on a Mac. And it's a super small IDE. So my download package was like 50 megabytes or so, and it loads very fast. Let's open Unity in order to set code as a standard IDE. Let's just start a project. Then you click on Edit Preferences and go to External Tools. Now you click on the drop-down menu next to External Script Editor, and probably you won't see code just yet. So click on Browse and then go to the installation location of Visual Studio Code. As I mentioned, for Windows, it is C users, username, app data, local code, and then the app version name. And then you select code.exe for Windows users. Close the settings window and click on any script that you have or that you're just creating, and you see it's opened already. In some occasions, it's very good to have a lightweight code editor. That doesn't come with lots of bells and whistles, but that does the job, works super fast, and it's just fairly comfortable to use. So Visual Studio Code is still a preview version, so I am expecting some things to change, some things to get better, some things to rearrange, whatever. Let's see what's to come, and until then, happy coding! So if you like the video or the content, then we'll be happy, both Josh Naylor, the Unity evangelist, and I, to talk to you on Twitter. You can see our handles displayed on screen right now. And also, if you want to, you can follow me on Facebook or on my blog, but please be aware that I tend to post in German. But yes, I'd be happy to chat with you. See you there.